This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
First Saturday of November already, and it's time to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. How you been?
I'm cold, Steve. I just got off the lake. I'm freezing. Fishing was really good. Caught a bunch of walleyes this afternoon, and it was great. Nobody's out there. It's a beautiful day. A little chilly in the 40s, but got a good bite going.
Yeah, and, you know, Steve, we've talked about this for years. If you're willing to put on the gear and go out there and brave the elements, you know, the bite is super reliable late in the season like this.
Yeah, it really is. I tell you, Steve, I've got a deer story for you that will just blow you away. It's really cool. A couple days ago, I went out to one of my ground blinds on a soybean field, and I put a doe decoy out, kind of a plastic decoy, and put it in front of my ground blind, and this great big doe, just a monster doe, had a head like a donkey, was on the other side of the soybean field, and she saw my decoy. So she comes running into my decoy and stops and starts woofing at it and, you know, hitting the ground with her paws, trying to get my decoy to move. It was so cool. And she came in about 25 yards, and I drew my compound bow back, and I actually caught the corner of my window on the ground blind, and the arrow went straight down and was really loud. And she took off, obviously, and went all the way across the soybean field again, probably 5 football fields away, stops, sits there for a while, and then comes back again, which they never do.
Wow.
And then she comes again, just trotting across the soybean field, and she stops in front of my decoy, and she's blowing at it. If you ever had a deer blow at you, that usually means they're leaving in a hurry. It's kind of a danger sound they do. It's really loud. And she's woofing at my decoy and pawing the ground, trying to get it to move. And she got about 27, 28 yards, and I made a really good shot. And a really good quick recovery, and it was just one of the most amazing half hours I've ever had out in the woods. It was so cool.
Yeah, and you know, in a spot like that, I suppose you wish, you know, you had video. Do you ever bring like a GoPro or another camera with you, because they are silent and they're small? Have you ever thought about that?
I'm not that smart, because I'm going to have to read the directions, and I'm not really good at that. But, no, it's something. I'm going to write an article about it in Outdoor News, because it's just something like that never happens. And Wow. For her to come all the way back, you know, it's very amazing that a mature doe like that, that's probably 4 years old, is kind of tough to fool. They're like the smartest critter in the woods. I mean, with their nose and their eyes and their hearing. I really think it was probably the dominant doe on the property, and she came over and saw this new doe and probably wanted to drive it off or, you know, compete with it or whatever. But just to watch her interact, trying to get my plastic decoy to move was just, it was just amazing. And decoys right now are really a good thing because you can pull in a buck, pull in a doe. And what it does is it shows confidence when, you know, deer come out into an open field and they see a mature doe there, they know it's safe, and it kind of gets them, you know, in a mood to come out, and they know it's, you know, it's safe. So a decoy right now is really a good thing to do in the next, actually, couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you brought up the next couple of weeks, that firearms deer season coming up quick.
Yeah, it is. It's next Saturday, and I can tell people are starting to hang their orange out in back of their homes and getting ready for it. So, yeah, that's a big deal. And pheasant hunting is going to get really good in the next couple of weeks. So I think the weather is going to hold. It looks 40s, you know, which is doable for fishing. It looks like it's going to be decent for the firearms opener. And, you know, us bow hunters will still be out there doing our thing. So, looks good. I like 40s. You know, 40s is good. And water temperature is middle 40s. That's ideal. So it's a good time right now, Steve. A really good time.
Yeah, for sure. And a very mild week here in the cities. We'll be in the 50s the way it looks all week and relatively dry. One thing I did want to bring up, have you seen any ducks? What's going
no.
on with the with, – yeah.
no.
They're somewhere. They're just not here.
How about a big fat no, Steve? No, it's really bad. I just noticed some coots moved into the northwestern part of Minnesota just in the last couple of days, and that usually is a precursor for some sort of push of migrants. And usually this happens around the firearms deer opener when we do get, you know, some action. So we're still waiting. Everybody's waiting. A lot of my outfielder buddies are having a tough time. Everybody really is. But we'll see. I think, you know, we're going to know in the next week if we get some of these birds down, because it's normally this early November is really a good time. So we'll have to see. We just don't know.
Yeah, and I still have my dock in, and I sent an email to the guy who helps me out with that, and I said, did you forget about me? And he said, no, we added some removals along the river next week. And I'm like, oh, okay, woo. Because that's just something I can't do on my own anymore in my ripe old age. Pulling out the dock by myself, I can't do it. I need help.
Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You're old.
Yes, indeed. But he added more days, so there is good news.
Yes.
That. It looks like the dock will come out next week. I've already put the boat in storage. I know you wait to the bitter end to take that boat out of service. Do you have a target date, Steve?
I really don't, Steve. I just kind of go day to day. I put my big guide boat away already, and I'm using my 17-foot Alaskan, which is dark-colored for duck hunting. And yeah. I'm going to go probably till Thanksgiving, the way it looks, and I don't see any even freezing nights at all below 31, 32. So a guy's got to keep going while you can. So, no, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you, and look forward to your article in the Outdoor News coming up. And we'll do it again in 1 week.
Sounds great, Steve. Have a great day.
There he is, Steve Kearney, joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And the bite is good if you want to get out on the water. They're jumping into the boat for Steve, for sure. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow. Rob Driesline from the Outdoor News has an hour-long show between 5 and 6. A lot of great guests, tons of great info as we close in on the firearms deer opener here in the great state of Minnesota. And that's Rob tomorrow between 5 and 6 from the Outdoor News. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. Quick break. Jess Myers will join us from the Pioneer Press. He covers the wild. And it has been a struggle. A miserable penalty kill to this point. Among the problems for the Wild, they get the Canucks here tonight at 6 o'clock. And we'll do that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The sun's trying to come out. It could be sunny where you are on this Saturday. Tomorrow looks even warmer. Great Sunday, 54 degrees. Vikes are in Detroit to play the Lions. And the Motor City Kitties are favored by 8.5 in that one. J.J. McCarthy will start at quarterback. Tonight, the Wild, they continue the home stand against the Vancouver Canucks at 6 o'clock tonight. And the Wild need a win. They need goals. They need a lot right now. And Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. He covers the club and his work available online at TwinCities.com. Jess, this has not been a good homestand, and it has not been a good start to the season. I mean, you can point at a lot of different things, the penalty kill, goaltending at times, lack of goal scoring. It has not been a good run.
But October's over, right? We just put that behind us. We start a new month, November. You know, it's a fresh start. Everything's fresh and new and exciting. Yeah, no, it was not a great October. I was joking with my bosses at the paper. You know, I did a story kind of summing up the fact that they went 3-6-3 in the month, and I said, you know, for folks about my age who remember movies from the 80s and 90s, I think the headline could be Dead October instead of Red October, something like that. I don't know. But, this is a team that's struggled in a lot of areas, as you noted, the biggest of which is probably the fact that they're not scoring enough. I mean, the goaltending has been okay. The defense has been okay. But when you're only getting a goal or two every night, it's just not enough. And then, you know, they had a game like earlier last week where they got some puck luck. They got some goals against Winnipeg. They had a lead in the third period, and they wind up losing in overtime. So they've played four games on this six-game homestand, eight possible points available so far, and they've gotten two of them, and that's just not good enough. You know, let's hope they can kind of start to turn the page here, kind of start to figure some things out. And if you want something to be optimistic about, man, it sounds like last year when we waited all year for guys to get healthy again. But I saw Matt Zuccarello this morning out there skating with the skating coaches. He was the first one on the ice at their morning skate. He's not quite ready yet, but they're getting more and more hopeful that Matt Zuccarello is going to make a comeback, you know, sometime in the next week or two. And I think that would provide a nice boost for this team on the ice and off the ice, because he's a huge leader in this locker room.
Yeah, and, you know, Jess, fans can easily get frustrated, and rightfully so. They're spending money to come out to the rink. Tickets are not cheap. Beverages and food are not cheap. And what transpired Thursday night, fans were not happy at Grand Casino Arena.
You heard some boo birds as the team left the ice. Definitely, you know, they get an early lead. They go on the power play, and their power play statistically has been among the best in the NHL this year. So they go on the power play with a 1-0 lead, a couple power plays, and they don't get a goal. You know, if you add to it there, if you make it 2-0, if you make it 3-0, stuff like that, then you're in a much better position. Instead, they go into the third period 1-1, and then Pittsburgh just completely takes over the game. And it was an interesting post-game press conference with John Hines after that one, because he's talked a lot about the style they want to play, this aggressive attacking style. And he was asked by another reporter, you know, do you have the team that can play that style? And he kind of bristled at the comment, not at the reporter, but at this notion. And he said, you know, winning faceoffs is not a style. Being hard on the puck is not a style. You know, finishing checks, you know, taking care of your man defensively, none of that is style. That's basic hockey stuff. So, you know, kind of called his team out a little bit in just failing in kind of the simple things that you learn when you're a bantam or a peewee learning to play this game, you know, at some community arena in Minnesota. So those are the areas where he's seen shortcomings. They've got some superstar players, obviously. They've got, you know, a goalie that's a mainstay for a long time. They just are failing in the little areas, and they're adding up to losses here. And five in a row is certainly not acceptable to this fan base.
Yeah, and you would think things like a penalty kill that's dead last right now in the NHL, that eventually that will even out statistically. I think middle of the pack's around 80%. The Winnipeg Jets, last time I looked, were number one. PK at 90%+, which is phenomenal. But, you know, that's another one of those specialty units that has, you know, I mean, that you can't have that where someone's scoring four goals and every 10 trips to the power play. That's crazy.
Yeah, and what's crazy, too, and we've seen this a couple years in a row now, is when the penalty kill struggles, it struggles quickly. I mean, if there's maybe a silver lining, they don't have a guy in the penalty box very long, because teams are not only scoring on the power play, but they're scoring within the first 10 or 15 seconds of the power play. I mean, it's just instant that teams know what to do against this Minnesota penalty kill, and they do it real quickly. So that's an area of concern. That's a place they want to work some things out. I will say, however, Steve, you know, we all follow social media. There's a lot of talk out there. There's a lot of people who think they know a lot of things and maybe don't know a lot of things, but they talk like they do. Right. You know, I'm hearing a lot of buzz already that, well, this coach, he's lost the room. He, you know, they're not listening to John Hines anymore. I'm a reporter. I asked Bill Guerin point blank a couple days ago, and it's the front page story in the Pioneer Press today. You know, is there any notion that the coach is in trouble? And he told me, without any caveats, without any out clauses, he said he is not going anywhere. So at this point, anyway, there's not a price to be paid for the struggles. Now, you know, if these things continue into November, who knows where they go from here, whether it's trades, whether it's sending guys down, whether it's bringing guys up from Iowa. But, you know, changes will have to be made, whether it's on the ice, behind the bench, you know, whatever happens, if this continues. Because this is a team that made the playoffs last year and certainly had designs on making the playoffs and maybe going a little deeper this year. And, you know, we've got 70 games left, a lot of hockey left, a lot of runway left, but we've seen how quickly you can get behind the eight ball if you have a bad start to the season.
Yeah, and we have discussed that. That is a reoccurring theme. You don't get to the Stanley Cup playoffs in October, but you can certainly dig a hole, and that's what they're doing right now, and that can change tonight. They desperately need a win in regulation. Their last one came at Madison Square Garden, so they need to start getting points. You just can't run together these long stretches of games where you're getting a point and then going two in a row and not getting any. It's hard to recover from that.
And as I wrote about today, Steve, one of the greatest enemies that John Hines has right now is his own past success. If you'll remember a year ago, I wrote about this. December 6th last year, this team was 18-4-4. Think about that. Greatest start in team history. They were doing everything right. They had fans excited. People were coming out to the building. You know, they had already put a couple of teams kind of behind them in the rearview mirror before Christmas last year. And now with roughly the same team. You know, they made a few changes in the offseason, but nothing too dramatic. You know, I don't think losing Freddie Gaudreau is what anybody is saying as the reason this team is off to a slow start. You know, things just haven't clicked this year, and it's bewildering to a lot of people.
Yeah. Once again, Canucks tonight, 6 o'clock start in St. Paul. One to go on the homestand, then a brief road trip. And they head out to Carolina and then back to the New York metro area back to back. It seems like there's been a ton of back to backs already for the Wild.
You know, and those are tough. You know, the players all say, hey, we can't control the schedule. You just got to show up and play.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Let's be honest, when you're playing, especially back to backs on the road, you know, they're going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina on Thursday night and then on Long Island Friday night. And as much as, you know, they fly on charter planes and they have luxury hotels and all of that, that's tough physically. You know, the ideal way to handle a back-to-back, especially in that second game, is get an early lead because you know your legs are going to run out of gas at some point. Get an early lead and just hang on. You know, but those games are a challenge. You know, we saw that earlier this year. They played one night in Washington, had a tough game there, played in Philadelphia the next night. And granted, that's a short trip. You know, you're not going too far. But again, it's just a matter of getting on buses, getting off buses, getting into hotel rooms, getting into an arena where you're not so familiar. They did manage to get a point in Philadelphia the next night, an overtime loss there. But, those aren't easy, and you've got another one coming up. And, you know, the schedule is what the schedule is, especially now that you have, you know, stuff like last year where you had the Four Nations face-off and the teams essentially take 2 weeks off in February. This year you've got the Olympic break, so the schedule is even more compressed because teams are taking 3 weeks off in February. And then in future years, starting next year, they're going to 84 games. So that means, you know, another little compression of the schedule where you have these stretches where you have, you know, 5 games in 7 nights or 4 games in 7 nights where it gets tough on teams.
Yeah. No doubt. I know you still keep an eye on the club that plays home games at 3M Arena at Mariucci, and it's been a bit of a struggle. They won in Grand Forks, beating North Dakota 5-1 on October 18th. Since then, they got swept by the UMD Bulldogs, and they dropped one in Madison to the Badgers on Thursday night. They'll go again tonight. They did lose a ton of players. What's going on with Bob Modzko's club?
You're still waiting for guys to step up, you know, and when somebody like Oliver Moore or Jimmy Snuggerud or some of these guys take off, that leaves some opportunities, and guys have to step up and take those opportunities. You're not going to just replace a Jimmy Snuggerud, obviously, but you have some great offensive players on this team. They're young. You kind of saw a season like this coming because just a lot to replace. So, you know, as weird as it seems, if there's a year where the Gophers might be going on the road for the playoffs in the Big Ten, this might be it, just with like you say, the slow start that they're off to. Now, you know, the cynical Twin Cities sports fan says, man, Minnesota sports are really a mess right now. I like to remind them, Duluth is also in Minnesota, and the Bulldogs, as you mentioned, are off to a flying start. They won in North Dakota last night, which is a place they've always struggled. They've got one of the most exciting lines in college hockey with the Plant brothers and then Jason Chagabee, who was the Minnesota Mr. Hockey winner just a couple years ago. So maybe turn your eyes northward if you want a fun team to root for. Those UMD Bulldogs are off to a nice first month and seem to be rolling along.
Gopher women's hockey update real quick. The split with Ohio State in the middle of October, that was at Ritter, and I think they'll take that. Ohio State's just been outstanding. Sweep the UMD Bulldogs up in Duluth last weekend, and then this weekend, the number one ranked Badgers, they beat them on Friday 5-1. They get steamrolled today 7-2, but still get a split with the Badgers. So Brad Frost's crew playing pretty well right now. That's a tough stretch of games.
And the Wisconsin women had won something like 37 games in a row, or just some ridiculous number like that, yeah, including the national championship last season. So, yeah, to go into LeBron Arena, that hockey, you know, women's hockey specific rink that they've got in Madison, and to get not only a win there, but a pretty decisive win on a Friday night. Yes, you go home after a tough loss today, but I think they'll take a sweep in, they'll take a split in that building anytime you can get it. So, nice start for Brad Frost. You know, that conference is so crazy because in the end, it's all going to come down to Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio State. Those are the three teams that seem to be in the mix every year, and we don't see anything different so far.
Yeah, and then they get Bemidji State, and then they play a home-and-home with Minnesota State. I like that. And then same deal, home-and-home with St. Thomas before the long break for final exams in the holidays, but really a tough stretch when you've got Ohio State, UMD, and Wisconsin three weekends in a row, and to come out of that in pretty good shape. All right, Jess, always great. Thanks so much for the time. Look forward to your coverage tonight and, of course, tomorrow in the Pioneer Press.
Always good to talk hockey, Steve. Have a great weekend.
All right, there is Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. It is 4:31, and we're going to get college football final going in a moment. Number of finals around the area already. We'll have game reports and, of course, scores, including the Big Ten, the Top 25, the Missouri Valley. How did the Tommies do today? And then, of course, the MIAC, the Northern Sun, the WIAC. Huge showdown today, Whitewater at River Falls. We'll get a report on that one with Pat Coleman from D3Football.com. It is all coming up here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
We've got the Big Ten. We've got the top 25. We've got the Missouri Valley, the Pioneer League. And, oh, by the way, closer to home, the Northern Sun, the MIAC, the WIAC, and the UMAC all in action today. And let's jump into the regional scoreboard first. Big Ten, top 25, and more with Jonathan Lowe coming up. And a ton of finals already in the Northern Sun. Augustana remains unbeaten. They take down Northern State 27-14 in Sioux Falls today. Once again, Augustana remains unbeaten. Wayne State wins at Concordia St. Paul 34-0 today. Minnesota Duluth, the winner on the road at Jamestown 45-29. Jeff Papas has already filed a game report. We'll get to that later on in the program. It was Mary over, or leading Minot, 36-21 midway through the fourth. That was a 2 o'clock start in Bismarck today. Minnesota State at home rolls over Southwest Minnesota State 48-7, so the Mavericks get it done. And then MSU Moorhead beat Bemidji State 49-21 in Moorhead today. Now that is a big win for the Dragons in that rivalry. And it was Sioux Falls at Bob Young Field beating visiting Winona State 49-24, and we hope to get a game report on that one as well. So Mary and Minot, the only game in progress. Otherwise, all finals there. Let's jump over to the MIAC, and let's see if we can get some final scores there. All these games were 1 o'clock starts, and it was St. John's winning at Gustavus 31-13. Bethel rolled at Concordia 55-9. Bethel unbeaten and the front runner to win the MIAC crown. And after today, just 2 weeks remaining in the regular season, and we'll do a deep dive on the remaining schedule and the path to the title for the Royals. Carleton beat Augsburg 48-17 in Northfield today. Hamlin at St. Scholastica, the only other matinee in the MIAC today. That up in Duluth. And once again, the Saints did win it 49-18. So they get a home victory today. And there is one under the lights on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. St. Olaf at McAllister tonight at 7 o'clock. A little bit later on, we'll check the UMAC and the WIAC scoreboard. But right now, we want to bring in Jonathan Lowe. He has an update on the Big Ten, the top 25, and more here on College Football Final. Jonathan, take it away.
There, across a lot of the upper Midwest. But by the way, I just wanted to let you know, this is my last week of doing College Football Final, because college basketball season starts on Monday. That's right. All the college football is done. I'm done. I don't care. I don't give a darn. I'm just playing. I'm just kidding. Little post-Halloween joke for you all, because as the pigskins continue to fly, it's still going to be another wonderful, beautiful, lovely Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we get it rolling in the Big Ten. And we start in College Park with an instant update. It is number 2, Indiana, just giving up a touchdown a little bit ago to Maryland. But the Hoosiers have come back. They just got in the end zone. Extra point good. Number 2, Indiana leads Maryland 27-10 with about 9:45 left in the third quarter. Now we go down the street to Huntington Bank Stadium. Minnesota is having a tussle. They're not pulling away from Michigan State. Gophers could get bowl eligible with a win today, but they're having their struggles. It's 10-7 Goldie Gopher, five and change to go, about 6 minutes ago, actually, in the third quarter. And again, if the Gophers win, they get to 6-3, they get bowl eligible. So it's an important game for the Gophers to try to take down Sparty over there. Now, we get to the finals from earlier today. It's been a train wreck for Penn State. They started 3-0. Everything was great. They were number two in the country. And then they ran into trouble. And then they fired their coach, James Franklin. They had a glimmer of hope at the shoe today. They were trailing number one Ohio State 17-14 at the half. But that was about as good as it got. The Buckeyes run away in the second half to get 21 points, shut out the Lions 38-14. Buckeyes are 8-0 on the season, and they are as strong a number one as you can tell right now. And right now it looks like a collision course between Ohio State and Indiana for the Big Ten title coming up about a month from now. Other final today, Illinois gets to 6-3. They get bowl eligible, winning at home over Rutgers 35-13. Coming up in about an hour and a half, a little under that, number 21 Michigan will be at the Big House hosting Purdue. And then later on this evening, number 23 USC heads to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Now let's go to the top 25, to the top 25 scoreboard we go. In the fourth quarter, got a close one in Blacksburg. Number 16 Louisville is up on Virginia Tech 21-16, but Tech, they have the ball. They're about to punt it back to the Cardinals. But again, Louisville in a tussle with about 11.5 to go in that game. On Chestnut Hill in Boston, where producer Lindsey Brown was last weekend. Allow me to fill in. Thank you very much, Lindsey.
Most welcome.
Yes. Boston College is hanging in. 1-7 Boston College is hanging in with the Fighting Irish. Number 12 Notre Dame is up 12-7 with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. But the Eagles are driving. The Golden Eagles are driving. They are on Notre Dame's side of the field near the red zone, 3rd and 11, trying to get a lead, a go-ahead score. Number 13, Texas Tech, they're in a tussle. And Manhattan in the Little Apple, about 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Tech leading Kansas State 19-14. At the half in Jacksonville, it is the world's largest, well, you can't say that phrase anymore because people don't allow you to say.
Wait, what? I'm going to say it.
Are you going to say it, Steve?
The world's largest outdoor cocktail party. That's what it is.
Talking about. Yes, the cocktail party is back, and it's going to be in Jacksonville. I guess I heard they're going to take it back on campus instead of having it in Jacksonville. So this is a treasured moment for the people in Duval County. It is at the half, and it is number 5 Georgia tied with Florida at 10. As this would be not a mild upset, it would be a huge upset if the Gators were to win this one again after firing Billy Napier. Number 15, Virginia, they traveled cross-country to go to Berkeley. They're facing Cal. It's early in the second half. The Wahoos are up 17-7 with a chance to really cement themselves atop the ACC, and that's because number 10 Miami went to the heart of Texas today, and they lost to SMU. The Hurricanes lose in overtime 26-20. They fall to 6-2 on the season, and they now have 2 losses on their resume in conference. So it's going to be very difficult for them to get back into an ACC championship picture. Also early today, number 20 Texas hosting number 9 Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt scores with under 30 seconds left to get a 1-possession game. They have a chance to get the onside kick after several Vanderbilt players get their hands on the ball. It goes out of bounds. And that then a wah-wah starts. Vanderbilt still off to a great start, 7-2. Texas now 7-2 after the Longhorns' 34-31 win in Austin. Also a stunner today in Houston. Number 22 Houston just climbed up into the rankings after being Arizona State last week. West Virginia comes into town and absolutely runs all over the Cougars. 45-35, the Mountaineers shock Houston and give Houston their second loss on the season. Coming up later this evening, number 7, Ole Miss will be at home taking on South Carolina. Number 8, Georgia Tech, undefeated Georgia Tech. They'll be on the road in Raleigh to take on NC State. Number 18, Oklahoma travels to Knoxville to take on number 14, Tennessee. Number 17, Cincinnati will be on the road at number 24, Utah. And last night, it was number 25, Rice winning in Houston over, number 25, Memphis in Houston winning over Rice, 38-14. Let's head to the Missouri Valley and FCS. After last week's big win over South Dakota State, North Dakota State is at home at the Fargo Dome, taking on Youngstown State, getting actually a little tougher test than they got last week. The Penguins hanging in, but it's 35-23 Bison with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's in the fourth quarter in Normal. Northern Iowa trailing Illinois State 28-16. Late in the fourth quarter in Brookings, and South Dakota State's in, they're not in trouble, but they're trailing. 4 minutes to go. The Jackrabbits trying to avoid their second straight loss. They're losing to Indiana State 17-12. Also earlier today, another battle of the Dakotas, this one in Vermilion, North Dakota and South Dakota. The Coyotes get the 26-21 win over the Fighting Hawks. One other score today at O'Shaughnessy Stadium on the court of Creighton and Summit in St. Paul. Let's get those streets right this time. St. Thomas gets your 45-0 shutout win over Marist, and they're climbing up the Pioneer ranks, Pioneer League standings. Now 4-2 in conference, 6-3 overall. Tommy's trying to get a big finish to the season, get a big push to get to the finish of the season. So a lot of stuff going on. Some games we're going to keep our eyes on with some potential upsets. And Goldie Gopher, for 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Michigan State is driving in the red zone, trailing 10-7. Gophers trying to make a stand and at least hold Michigan State to a field goal try.
Yeah, and they've got Oregon at Oregon, at Wrigley against Northwestern, and then home to Wisconsin. So right now, Sparty driving on the Gophers is Jonathan. And we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Let's get you up to date on what happened in the WIAC today. Huge game just over the St. Croix and River Falls. And River Falls pounds Whitewater 52-14. We will get a game report from Pat Coleman from D3Football.com at 525. We'll give him a call and he'll let us know what happened there. But River Falls thumps Whitewater. I mean, changing of the guard, if you will. Stevens Point beat Eau Claire 39-36. Platteville beat Oshkosh 21-14. And La Crosse beat Stout 31-14. Finals out of the WIAC. And in the UMAC today, Westminster won at Greenville 24-7. Northwestern beat visiting Martin Luther 24-17. And Crown College top Minnesota Morris 34-15 in St. Bonnie. Today, 4:47, 13 minutes now in front of 5. Quick break. We'll come back. UMD Bulldogs on the road at Jamestown. That'll be the first of a number of game reports coming up here on College Football Final on News Talk 830 WCCO. College Football Final. Lindsey Brown, Jonathan Lowe, Steve Thompson. Doesn't have anything to do with College Football Final, but your Timberwolves on the road in Charlotte to play the Hornets. Both teams are 2-3. That game getting starting here after the top of the hour. Anthony Edwards is out. Timberwolves could still attempt to guard someone. We'll see how it goes tonight. Let's get back to college football and the Northern Sun. Probably the game of the day today in Sioux Falls. Northern State made the trip from Aberdeen to Sioux Falls to take on unbeaten Augustana, and with the game report, here is Jeff Filling.
Steve, the Augustana Vikings stayed undefeated by beating Northern 27-14 at Kirkaby Over Stadium this afternoon. The Vikings rolled up 409 yards in total offense, held Northern to 305, of which 95 of that came on their last drive of the game in the last 2 minutes. The Vikings were led by Braylon Blount with 153 yards on the ground and just 19 carries, 8.1 yard average. He also caught 4 passes for 30 yards. Isaiah Huber from Rochester had 6 catches for 64 yards on the game. The Vikings scored first on a Jake Pacina 46-yard field goal in the first quarter. Scored second on a Cody Oswald catch from Rich Lucero early in the second quarter. And then Lucina dotted a 49-yard field goal with 8 minutes left in the first half. Northern got his score late in the second quarter on a Smith catch of 30 yards from Daniel Britt to make it 13-7 at half. The Vikings scored in the third quarter with 6:53 left to make it 20-7 on a Mac Molander 6-yard run. Then Lucero hit Will Lynch on a 1-yard pass into the end zone with 8:58 left to make it 27-7. And as I said, Northern scored with 1:51 left on a Prescott 18-yard catch from Bagosi. Northern's now 6-3. The Vikings are 9-0. They will meet Minnesota State next Saturday at 1 o'clock in Sioux Falls. I'm Jeff Filling for Steve Thompson and WCCO. The final again, Augustana 27, Northern State 14.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thanks so much for that game report. Number 9, and they may move up depending on what happens, but they are the highest-ranked team. That is the D2Football.com poll. Right now, Tyler Vandersall, Carlton, and Augsburg. And, Tyler, another win for the Knights.
Yeah, thank you. At Laird Stadium in Northfield, Carlton College defeated Augsburg University by a score of 48-17 to advance to 6-1 in the MIAC, while Augsburg moves to 3-5 in conference play. Carlton opened the game with a 68-yard drive, scoring on a 17-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Jack Curtis to Cooper Pollard. On the next drive, Augsburg turned the ball over on downs, and the Knights continued to score with a 60-yard drive that ended in a Nick Toole rushing touchdown. The Augies responded with a 35-yard field goal by Nathan Wangenstein, hailing from Chisholm. The Knights were leading 14-3 and looking to start another drive when Faribault product Jax Bachman came off the edge for a strip sack of Curtis that was picked up by Foster Mulvihill for a 9-yard scoop and score for the Augies. Carlton's next possession included a 58-yard passing gain to Pollard, this time from Tyler Mastronardi, who replaced Curtis for the drive. The Knights converted this drive on a Jackson Watson receiving touchdown with Curtis back under center, making the score 21-10 in favor of Carlton. On the Knights' succeeding drive, Watson found the end zone for the second time today, scoring on a 48-yard receiving touchdown. Later in the first half, after a 55-yard kickoff return by White Bear Lake graduate Avian Atkins, Spencer Getz sacked and stripped Augsburg quarterback Caden Rodkiewicz, giving the Knights the ball back. The first half ended 34-10 in favor of the Knights. In the second half, the Knights scored 2 more touchdowns and Augsburg added 1, making the final score 48-17 Knights. Carlton quarterback Curtis was 24 of 34 for 307 yards with 4 touchdowns. His top 3 targets on the day were Cooper Pollard, who had 6 receptions for 132 yards and a touchdown, marking personal highs in receptions and yards. Jackson Watson had 7 receptions for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Rye Storrs had 7 receptions for 86 yards and another touchdown. Carlton also added 3 touchdowns on the ground from 3 different rushers, Nick Toole, Jaden Coleman, and Evan Olds. Tyrone Wilson from Ellendale led the Augies in receiving with 8 receptions for 113 yards, and Rashad Sherwood out of Robbinsdale Armstrong tallied 14 tackles. For the Knights, Owen Detmer led the team, racking up 12 total tackles. I'm Tyler Vandersall from Carlton College for WCCO.
Thanks a lot, Tyler. Great work. Outstanding job out of the MIAC. Once again, Carlton rolls over Augsburg 48-17. Let's jump back to the Northern Sun today. Minnesota State was in action, and the voice of the Mavericks, Aaron Worm, joins us on the line. And Aaron, let's talk about a big win over the Mustangs for the Mavs.
Yeah, a big bounce-back game for Minnesota State, Steve, after an upset loss at Wayne State last week. MSU with a 48-7 win against Southwest Minnesota State. Mavericks have never lost to the Mustangs in the history of the matchup, now 22-0 all-time. It wasn't easy, only a 13-7 game at halftime, and then Minnesota State took over in the second half, outscoring Southwest Minnesota State 35-0. They got things going. A Mitchell Thompson, quarterback for Minnesota State, scored with less than 2 minutes into the third quarter, a 48-yard touchdown run, and things just kept on going in the positive direction for MSU after that. A flea flicker in the third quarter, Mitchell Thompson hooking up with Grant Guyette for a 46-yard touchdown pass, and the defense, Jefferson Mowbray, with his fourth interception of the season, a pick six for him, and MSU again continued to roll. They would add 2 more touchdowns. Liberian Gilmore, usually a wide receiver for MSU, but due to injuries, playing a quarterback, he would run in 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to finish off the scoring, 48-7 the final. Big stats in this one. Minnesota State on the ground today, 337 yards. Total offense, 493 yards. Sam Backer from Chatfield, Minnesota, his third 100-plus yard rushing game of the season, 14 carries, one touchdown. The guy should build a house in the end zone because he lives there, Steve, with his 13th rushing touchdown of the season. MSU now improves to 7-2 with the victory. The 18th-ranked Mavericks still in the hunt for an NCAA tournament bid, but they probably have to win their next two games to guarantee a bid. They got a huge game on the road at 5th-ranked Augustana coming up next Saturday. But your final score, once again, 18th-ranked Minnesota State defeats Southwest Minnesota State 48-7. For Minnesota State Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.
All right, Aaron, great job. Thanks so much for the call today on the program. We got to run. We got the news. We got the weather. More college football final coming up here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.